for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. How can I help you?
Hi, Ron Shipley. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I was looking at my credit card statement, and I see a charge on there from you for $49.97, and I'm not sure what it's for, so I wanted to talk to you before I disputed it.
Okay. Can I get your zip code so I can pull up the account?
Yeah, it should be under Renee Shipley.
Can I get your zip code?
94954.
What was those first and last names?
It was under Renee Shipley, R-E-N-E-E, S-H-I-P-L-E-Y.
What's your first and last name, sir?
I'm Ron Shipley.
Can you spell that first and last name? I'm sorry, can you spell that last name?
S-H-I-P-L-E-Y.
And you said you're Tom?
Ron, R-O-N. Renee is my wife.
Okay, can you spell Renee?
R-E-N-E-E. And the purchase was on January 10th. It was billed value select for $49.97.
Okay, can you verify the address for security purposes?
1336 Marion, M-A-R-I-A-N Way, Petaluma, California.
Yes, sir. So I do see here that on the 5th of October, she paid shipping and handling of $7.45 for a neck massager. That was a free welcoming gift into our factory direct saving store. It stated in the terms and conditions that by ordering that neck massager, she was going to automatically be enrolled into our online gadget store with a monthly subscription fee of $49.97 a month. And every month she's enrolled, she'll receive a $125 voucher to get other gadgets like the neck massager.
We need to stop that immediately.
Okay, sir, so I can go ahead and get the account canceled so she doesn't get billed again in the future. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.